Welcome to Campus Police Social Hour. We had you listen to a little bit of reggae music. You know, we don't have to switch it up this year for you. One of our good buddies over in the One Card office kind of hooked us up with some fresh new music that's relaxing, laid back, and helps you think about going on vacation, just laying out by the beach for a little bit. Today with Campus Police Social Hour, what we're going to be doing is introducing our new interim deputy chief over here at Hampshire College. Many of you probably have seen him around campus or some of the events that we had. So he's going to be joining the show today, telling you a little bit about himself, sharing some information. And as always, any updates, new programs and services that we have on campus, we like to communicate that stuff through the radio show. We're also going to have Adam Stefano from the One Card office. He's going to be back joining the show today. He has some updated information to share with you as well. I know many of you go by his office, and you're not quite sure of the signs out there to tell when he's going to be back. So he's going to talk to you a little bit, let you know how to reach him if you have any concerns. So we want to keep that communication flowing. Also, today we're going to talk about parking issues on campus. There have been some concerns from faculty and staff in regards to parking places being used by students when they shouldn't be. So we want to, in the confusion, talk a little bit about that and maybe just inform many of you out there about the campus tow list that we usually have. We want to try to avoid having too many tickets on the vehicles and make sure people are parking in the proper spaces, and also make sure you share that information with your family and friends that come and visit, because we have visiting parking places as well. So there's a few things that we're going to touch on today. But for starters, we're going to start off with Interim Deputy Chief Josh Dufresne. How you doing, Josh?
Not too bad. Thank you.
So what we're going to do today is basically just talk to the community, let them know just a little bit of information about you, how long you've been here, and, of course, how you like the campus so far since you've been here.
Sure. Thank you. I was promoted to the Interim Deputy Chief of Campus Police position in mid-August. And this was a result of our former chief leaving to go to another department. I think that was roughly around July. So they promoted the former deputy chief of Hampshire, Ray LaBar, to the current chief of the campus police department, all three colleges. I was put into this position in mid-August. Other than that, I mean, everything is status quo as far as the department's concerned. We still provide the same services and standard of care that we have in the past. In that respect, nothing has changed.
Okay, so the department's been running pretty smoothly. And you've been with the department for a long time. Many of the students here that have been here are familiar with the collaboration that we had back in 2008. So we have a lot of new students here that's just coming in. So this is pretty much new to them. And so what can you say about our department and the three campuses that we patrol?
Well, I could say that I've been with the department now for close to 13 years, and I've got experience in both campus policing and municipal policing. So I've seen it from a perspective of both sides, and I think that since the collaboration, the department certainly has grown and has allowed us to offer more services and, from what I see, a higher level of care and a higher level of professionalism we're able to offer the campus. We have a full-time detective unit consisting of two detectives, one working day shift, one working second shift. They're on call 24/7. And they fully investigate any incidents or crimes that occur on any of the three campuses. And they've been, we've had a high success rate in solving, many different cases and incidents that occurred on campus. We also are able to pull resources from other campuses when there's large events, such as Hampshire Halloween. We're able to pull staff from Smith and Mount Holyoke, so that, we can make sure that the event goes off without a hitch and everyone is safe. Having said that, I see it as, the department has grown quite a bit since the collaboration, and every year we get better. We try to improve every year. We're always trying to, we're always trying to learn and increase our training. In this line of work, training is an everyday thing. You have to constantly be updated on laws and policies, and we certainly, hold our staff to a high standard. I know myself, I certainly expect a lot from the officers that work in the department, and totally expect that, you can't expect people to respect the badge automatically. It's something that you have to earn, and I certainly, feel like the officers are working towards that, earning respect, and that's how you get respect. So,
okay, that's great. Now, if someone wanted to get in contact with you, what would be the best way if they wanted to reach you?
My email address is jedps@hampshire. .edu, and my office number is 559-6624. And if I'm not in my office, you can leave a message, send me an email either way, or you can come visit me. I'm down at the Kerminsky House. It's right next to facilities. There's a sign out front that says Campus Police. You can come in anytime. I work Monday through Friday days. Usually here, usually get in at 8:30 in the morning, and sometimes I don't leave till 5-6 at night, sometimes later. So,
okay, so you're always around.
Yep.
and students can pretty much get access to you if they
Absolutely.
Need to. Okay, so that's great. I noticed that, you know, a lot of the officers do a lot more patrols on campus, and some of the students had some concerns with the amount of presence of officers. But I think over time it's changed, and a lot of them realize that we're here just to make sure they're safe and keep that visibility on campus, you know, to try to cut down on a lot of thefts and things like that. So we definitely wanted to make sure we communicate that information to them as well. We like to stay, you know, fresh and current with information that we're putting out there, just so that everyone knows that we're always accessible. And also, you know, I didn't introduce myself at the beginning of the show. My name is Officer Earl Brown, and I'm the community outreach coordinator for the campus. For many of you that are familiar with the show, my office is on the second floor of the library, room 207. Usually I'm there, but if not, you can always send me an email. I kind of move around, but I'm always accessible. Email is usually the best, and I do check my voicemail, so it's easy to get in contact with me if you want to set up a program or do something or you have some concerns. What I like to do now is, because I know we have a lot of information to share with you, but I know you want to hear some good music at the same time, so we're going to cut away for a short little break, let you listen to a little reggae, just sit back and relax, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Which is very important. Just the sand truth. The youths them want learn about them culture and the roots. The
people want more liberation and truth. Tired to hear artists sing, but who them want shoot? Yo, the people want more justice and truth. Police commissioner stop from kill out the black youth. The people want more liberation and truth. A love and righteousness, they break your contribute. Yo, we who call ourselves entertainers have to lead the way, cause the children are listening to everything we say. We are the leaders in control. The future of the youth has more value than gold. Hey, check your lyrical content and the people in the back. Right, why yourself? It no matter once this and them connects, so pressure got to play its role. I speak of Johnny's goodness until I grow old. Cause the people want more justice and truth. The youth them want to learn about them cultures and the roots. Cause the people want more liberation and truth. Tired to hear artists sing about who them want shoot. The people want more justice and truth. Police commissioner stop from kill out the black youth. The people want more education and truth. The voice of the ghetto come and feed the multitude. Hey, organize and centralization the people need. While you're fighting for power, look how much you deceive. We are the leaders in control. One strength to one another, salvation is my goal. Hey, faith and fortune come and go. But reality we remain. Facing your ego, true money and money from where you gain. My love is for the people and that will never change. Like the sun I'll never shine in vain. The people want more justice and truth. The youth them want to learn about them culture and a root. Black people want more liberation and truth. Tired to hear artists sing about who them want shoot.
Training your man's training.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We gave you a little bit of music there. You know, we want that flow for a little bit. I was kind of feeling that sound that was coming out. And I think Adam really hooked us up with this. I also want to give a shout out to Dre Woodbury. I know he's out here listening to the show because he's always helping us out. As a matter of fact, just to put it out there, you know, last time, you know, the last few shows we had, if you listen to the music, you know, there's a lot of some good rap music on there. It was a lot of instrumental. If many of you were listening to it, probably wondering, why is it all this instrumental music? But many of us that know what that music go to, I know your heads was bobbing. So that's a courtesy of Dre. You know, he dropped a flash drive off, hooked me up with a lot of good music. So we kind of wanted to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to be bringing back some of that other good stuff. You know, I got a lot of stuff that's saved up. But today, you're going to sit back, listen to a little bit of this reggae. Now, we got some more information that we want to just share with you a little bit because we got some things going on coming up on Friday. So we hope that we get a good turnout, and we hope that the weather's going to be really good. So, Josh, you want to tell them about what we got going on Friday?
Sure, sure. I'm going to do something crazy here, Earl. Before 1 o'clock, if somebody calls in, I'm going to give them a free lockout pass.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So let's put that number out there for them then.
It's going to be 559-6766. So extension 6766.
Okay, so hopefully many of y'all listen out there. Just to tell you a little bit about the lockout passes, because I talked to a few people. They didn't know what those was all about. Well, what it is basically if you're locked out of your room, and campus police has to come and allow you access when they check your ID, okay, the college, okay, they charge $10 for that lockout if we have to come and do it. So basically, if you can get an intern or maybe the house director to let you in, you're fine. But if we have to come and do it because you can't reach anyone, it's $10, and usually the officer will bring out a form for you to sign while you're getting access. What we have is a lockout pass that we have. And if you get one of those, it says a free lockout. Okay, you only get one of them. Okay, so you get one lockout pass. If you have it, and campus police comes to allow you access to your room, you just present that card. Okay, the officer still will have you sign off on the slip, but he'll take that card and attach it to your slip, and you will not be charged for campus police coming out to allow you access to your dorm or your residential room. Okay, so it saves you $10. Okay, so what we're going to do, basically, if you call in to the show, or how about this? Let's add something else, too, because, you know, basically, how about this? If you can maybe send Josh an email and say hello, you know, if you can do something like that, you know, maybe he might toss something in there for you. We like to keep that communication going. You can just say hello, check in with us. You know, we're always around. And also, you know, my office is on the second floor of the library, room 207. If you happen to stop by there and knock on the door and you find the office and you stop in and say hello, maybe I'll toss you a lockout pass. How about that? You know, this lockout pass, $10 you're saving right
Earl
there.
Earl gets lonely in that office, so he likes visitors.
Yeah, and I keep a lot of candy, too. So, you know, if you want to come in and have a piece of candy, sit down, chit-chat for a little bit, or just say hello, that's fine. But we have lockout passes, and if you want to stop in. And again, that number is basically if you're off campus, 1413-559-6766. But if you're on campus, it's 6766. Dial in live to the show. Say hello. And, you know, you'll get a lockout pass just for calling into the show if you're listening. So that's something good. That's money right there.
Definitely. And so, anyways, getting back to this event that's upcoming this Friday, October 19th. It's an event that Earl was able to coordinate with Jessica Gifford regarding alcohol awareness. Basically, they're going to set up some cones on the library lawn. We were able to get the gator from facilities. We're going to have you come over, put on some fatal vision goggles, and drive it through some cones.
Yeah.
And it's going to give you an idea of, the fatal vision goggles basically give you an idea of your blood alcohol content at specific levels. I think it goes from like 0.02 all the way up to like 6 or 7 drinks, so it gives you a good range, an idea, and we'll educate you on some of the OUI laws, operating under the influence laws out there, and the effects of drinking and driving and the implications of that. So that's going to be this Friday, Library Lawn, between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And it's going to be a fun way for us to kind of educate you on some serious, serious issues.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Also up in the RCC on the upper level, Jessica Gifford, the wellness, they're going to be up there with some table. It's all part of the same event. So you're going to go up there to have some activities and stuff that's up there. And, of course, you can come back outside, and we're going to have the course set up out on the lawn. So you have the opportunity just to see what those similar effects would be if you're driving under the influence of alcohol. You know, the point is we want to make a nice, fun event so we can have a little fun with it. But at the same time, we can pretty much just share some tips and just educate you a little bit on mass laws and the driving laws. We think those are very important because, today, we deal with a lot of individuals driving while intoxicated. And as a lot of fatal accidents happen and serious bodily injuries. So we want to prevent that type of stuff. And we're aware that many people are going to drink and go out and have a good time. But we just want to educate you. So when you're out there, you can just use precautions and just be safe when you're out there. So that's pretty much what this event is all about. So we're going to have a good time. We're looking forward to it.
Yep. Do you have any upcoming laptop engraving events coming up on campus?
There's going to be one in Prescott on the 24th. It's going to be over, I believe it's going to be in the Prescott office. It's going to be by Officer Irma Lopez. She's going to be in there. She's going to set up, and she's going to do some engravings, and the time's going to be from 3 to 5 p.m. Okay, so if you stop over there in Prescott on the 24th, the Prescott Housing Office, Officer Irma Lopez will assist you with that. And this is absolutely free, and it's just an additional option where you get the engraved, some type of permanent marking on the back of your laptop. It just helps to identify your property, and it also helps to make it a little more suspicious if someone wants to go and try to pawn it at a pawn shop or something like that. It's totally free, and if you're interested, you can take part in it. So, just stop by. We have information out there that you can just look at and decide if you want to do it or not. We also usually have a piece of wood out there, a sample board, where you can see other etchings. You can have the officer actually just etching your student ID number is what we put on there because we can actually track it. Now, if a thief takes it, they can't do anything with that number, but campus police, we can. We can run those numbers, and it comes back to the rightful owner, so we can use those numbers. And that's what we like to use for campus purposes. So Officer Irma Lopez can help you with that. Also, if you want to engrave something else on there yourself, if you're comfortable, you use engravers before, you're welcome to just engrave some stuff yourself. So it's pretty good.
That's definitely been popular this year with a lot of students.
Yeah.
It's all about, recovering your property because, a lot of students, if you have store your Div 3 on your laptop, it's important to have a backup because, there's been instances where laptops have been stolen and there goes all your Div 3 work that you've worked so hard on. So it's important to have backup on that. And another thing that is a good resource, and it's free, so it's a good price, is a software called Prey, P-R-E-Y. So if you have a MacBook, you can download it for free, and it's a free tracking software. So if your laptop's ever stolen, we can track it as to what Wi-Fi network it's on. We can also take a photograph through the webcam that's actually on the laptop of who's sitting in front of it. And we've actually successfully recovered stolen property using that software. So, and it is free, so I would suggest trying it out.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to take the reins over right now. I'm Adam Stoffolano from the One Card Office. I really appreciate Campus Police offering all these great tools and resources. It is one of the most underutilized resources on campus and one that is, as folks have mentioned, free, easily accessible, and it's going to be a really, really big help for you in your time at Hampshire. So let's transition over to a little bit of One Card information for you. The One Card Office is located on the ground floor of the library by the back loading dock. It is next to the campus police parking office. One card office hours for walk-ins, and that will accommodate new ID photos and badges, reprinted IDs, or any questions you may have. Walk-ins are 9 a.m. until 12 in the afternoon, We break typically 12 to 1 from lunch and come back from 2 until 5 by appointment. If you're looking to reach the One Card office after 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the best way to do that is send an email, onecard@hampshire.edu. That goes to several people's cell phones, and your request will be picked up and answered quickly. We'd like to chat just a little bit about a new service we're offering, which is the ability to get a reprinted ID put directly into your post office box. If you are on or off campus and have become disconnected with your ID, if it's lost, if it's at somebody else's house, if your dog ate it, if it's with your homework and you no longer have it, just send an email again to onecard@hampshire.edu letting us know that you need a reprint, and we will take that request, reprint your ID, bring it over to the post office box, and they'll put it in your PO box. We will then follow it up with an email letting you know you can come into the post office and pick up your ID at any point in time. Let me think, what else do we have in the One Card world? We are continuing to roll out external door access in Prescott. That'll be coming up for summer 2013. Stay tuned to the upcoming shows to find out a little more about where One Card is going and how it will affect you. And I'm trying to think of other fabulous bits of information we have from the One Card office. I think another great thing that you can do is, if you have lost your ID or you think it may be around, feel free to contact the Housing Operations Office. They currently hold several, not many, but a few temporary cards. And these cards will work on your external door of your residence. It will not let you in through a Greenwich porch door. However, you can access the Greenwich Common doors and then enter your particular residence to find your card. So if you think you've only lost your card on campus somewhere and you may find it, you can avoid the $25 replacement charge, which comes with every reprint, and talk to Samson or other folks in the Housing Operations Office to get a 24-hour temporary card. By the same token, we will offer a free reprint until 1 o'clock to anybody who calls in 413-559-6766. If you're on campus, 6766, and you will get a free ID reprint. We look forward to hearing from you, and we will be back in just a moment with a little more information.
Check Kiki and you. the documents left behind. Customer piece, I say, I know there's some if he sign. Dig up suit, yes, and then find green lime. Jamaica is the land of the warm sunshine. Sweet, sexy girls and strong roots wine. If you're feeling fine, I'll just...
Welcome back. Campus Police Radio Hour. Got a little bit of reggae in the background provided by Iganic Sound System. You can check him out every Thursday night at Bishop's, 10 until 2, if you love the reggae. Just want to wrap a couple things up from the One Card office. We are reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year by email. If you ever have a question, if you're locked out of a door, if you've lost your card, or if you just want to ask what's up with something, please feel free to email onecard, O-N-E-C-A-R-D, at hampshire.edu. Again, that goes to several people's cell phones, and someone will definitely get back to you with a non-judgmental answer to any question you may have. I'm going to hand this over to Josh to talk a little bit about parking, and we'll take it from there.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam. All really good information. I just want to talk a little bit on two subjects. Our ride-along program that we have available to students. Basically, anyone can request to do a ride-along with any one of our staff to kind of give you an idea of what it is that we do on a daily basis and what we become involved with and how we run operations. And we're there to answer questions as well, too. So. That can be done by sending a request directly to me, jedps@hampshire.edu, or you can email Officer Earl Brown. His email address is embps@hampshire.edu. Or you can call and they can connect you to either one of our voicemails or connect you directly to us, and we can schedule that. All you have to do is sign off on a few forms, and we can get you out there in a cruiser with the officers, responding to calls, doing what we do on a daily basis. So we certainly welcome that, and I think it's a great opportunity for the community to meet the officers that work for the campus. Also, I just want to transition over to parking. Earl mentioned earlier about the parking on campus. We want to make sure students are following the parking regulations, and if you are registered with the college as a student, you need to park in assigned student parking lots and not in a staff or faculty space. Staff and faculty come to work and they don't have a place to park because those parking spaces are taken up by students parking, you know, illegally. We want to make sure that you are parking in assigned student parking spaces. And if you're unclear as to where those are, there's actually a map, and it's has those outlined on the map very clearly. And that can be found on the Hampshire College website. If you have any further questions about that, you can speak with Janice Nielsen at the parking office, which is located directly adjacent to the One Card office in the Johnson Library. Earl, do you have anything to add to that?
A couple of things. It's important that, parking is limited on campus, as many of us know. And, in the past, the parking lots were color-coded. So depending on what color your parking pass was, that's the parking lot that you had to park in. Now that has changed. So now you can actually go and... park anywhere as long as you have a student decal on your parking lot, on your car, in any parking lot, but only in student parking. So if you go into a visitor's parking space and an officer sees that you have a student decal on your car, you're going to get ticketed. Okay, those are for visitors. Faculty, staff is for them. Parking is very limited, so we really got to use our resources and share the campus. Also, we have a tow list, okay? Pretty much if your vehicle gets, say, 4 or more parking tickets, your vehicle is subject to being towed, okay? We don't want to do this. We don't want to tow vehicles, but, we really have to, keep account for all the parking that's going on campus and make sure people are parking where they need to be. and making sure that you come into the parking office and you get your parking decal. So it's very important. So if you have any questions about that, just stop at the parking office. Janice can assist you, and you can go online, and you will be able to actually pull up the map, and you can print it. Also, if you stop by my office in the library, I have a bunch of them on hand. I can actually just hand you one, so you're familiar with that. And also make sure your visitors, when they come, make sure they go to the parking office to get a temporary visitor's pass if they're visiting so that they don't get tickets. And for them as well, it's very important. So we want to try to avoid as many as parking tickets as we have to. But when we start getting complaints from faculty, staff, and students, then we're going to have to go out there and do our job. So I'm sure many of us can understand that. So we definitely want to put that information out there.
Very good. I think we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back.
Okay.
When the time will come, time will come out of the blue. Where are you gonna run when judgment's coming for you?